Morning, we're in Joshua chapter 17. If you take Joshua 17 through the end of the chapter or the end of the book, what you find is that Joshua is dealing with the division of the land and the principles of possession of the nation of Israel. It deals with the erection of the temple at or the tabernacle at Shiloh, right in the very center of the country. It names all the cities of refuge around, and we'll probably talk about that later on. But there was a great call that goes out as far as each of those people, each of those tribes, to sit in their exact place. And I think we have some good things we can learn about this. First of all, the tabernacle was placed at the very center of the nation. But the whole intent is that the focal point of the nation of Israel was to be worshiping God. And that ought to be the focal point of our lives. We don't worship a denomination. We don't worship a church building. We don't worship a local church. We worship God, who is over all. And the other thing that I'd like to talk about is the fact that I think that sometimes we miss that concept of worshiping God. You know, the scripture tells us in Matthew chapter 18 that where two or more are gathered together, there I am in the midst of you. I wonder how often we truly think about that. But that's the Lord's goal. The tribes were placed strategically. Three on one side, three across the end, three across the side, and three across the bottom. Each tribe was strategically placed there. The same way that they had been all the way through the wilderness journey, that's the way they traveled with the tabernacle in the middle of them. Now, as they set up their nation, that's the way that it's going to be. I think that it's important for us to understand that God has a plan. We talked about this last week some with when I talked about Caleb. God gives to each one of us a unique grace. You're not given grace to be me. I'm not given grace to be you. But just as strategically as Joshua sets up the nation of Israel around the tabernacle, God has established each one of you in a strategic place. Some of you are in positions that I couldn't go and talk to those people, but you can. The importance of each person understanding that they have a critical part to play in the plan of God in redemption of the world is beyond measure. I can't overstate that. God doesn't give us grace to